All right, welcome back. Final segment tonight. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Tusky, Dr. Bobby Call. We got him tied to the chair so he couldn't get away. In the meantime, we got to go to our Play of the Game segment brought to you by our friends at Mark Foss Brown team at Keller Williams Realty.
Tonight, UVA Swimming gets the nod as senior Matt McLean won the 500-meter freestyle national championship. He's only the fourth Wahoo male ever to win the national championship in swimming. And just today, he was named ACC Swimmer of the Year. And Coach Bernardino was named Coach of the Year. And on the women's side, Lauren Perdue was named ACC Female Swimmer of the Year. And we had Phil Perdue on our show just weeks ago with Coach Bernardino. And again, great foreshadow.
The objective in Charlottesville is to get the football and basketball program to where the swimming program is.
Absolutely right. Four championships in a row. That's what we're looking for. All right, Michael, take it away with Olympic sports.
All right, as just mentioned, the number one Virginia baseball team travels to Virginia Tech this weekend for a three-game series. Don't want to jinx them, but the Hoos are looking for a sweep for the second weekend in a row as the Hokies are 1-8 in the ACC so far this season. We also mentioned the number six men's lacrosse team hosts number 10 Maryland on noon Saturday at Scott Stadium. If you can't make it up there for the festivities, the game will be broadcast on ESPNU, and the spring game will surprisingly be broadcast on ESPN3.com, which I think is a first. And finally, the number one and defending national champion Virginia rowing team's second varsity eight was named the ACC Crew of the Week after defeating number three Cal and number four Stanford in California to open the season last weekend. They head to Columbus, Ohio on Sunday to row Ohio State and Michigan. So yet another team ranked number one, guys.
And the men's golf team had another great weekend at that tournament. I can't remember which city it's in, but
they finished 10th.
They're usually there in the top four. So, but they were going up against a really tough field.
Before we run out of time, we should mention we have two more Wednesday night shows at 6 o'clock, April 6th and 13th. And on next Wednesday's show, we will have who on the show?
Well, believe it or not, we have Coach Brian Boland, the tennis coach from UVA, returning for another good visit. Very excited about what he's done this year. They're only undefeated in number one. And Michael Shabazz has won a slew of Player of the Week awards. Really remarkable how well stocked this team is. And I believe this team... This very well might be the year where they can
get the hardware.
They can win the national championship. And I know Wahoo fans will like to see
it's all about hardware. And hopefully we will have another guest, football guest, Antonio Rice. Frank has reached out to him, and hopefully we'll get a commitment for him. And he'll be a great one to talk about this spring game.
Go Wahoo lacrosse this weekend against Maryland, and also Wahoo baseball down at Virginia Tech. So try to get up to Scott Stadium on Saturday. Everything gets started before 12 noon. The UVA bookstore is hosting a lacrosse clinic. So if you've got children that play lacrosse, you ought to get them up there. They've got Ben Rubior and a host of other top-notch talented players.
And we're going to get the rain out of here, and it's going to be a nice day on Charlottesville. Nice day on Saturday in Charlottesville.
Go.
Talk to you next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Dr. Bobby Call.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, Bobby. Go Hoos.